Hello, I am Cemre from Turkey. Today, in this podcast that we are doing as part of the eTwinning project, my friends will give you some information about water pollution around the world and in their country. First, Daniel from Italy will tell you about water pollution in the world.
Polluting water means changing its characteristics and making it inappropriate for its intended purpose. There are different types of water pollution. The water pollution civil, it derives from city discharges when water is poured into rivers or directly into the sea without any purification treatment. The water pollution industrial, it made up of different substances that depend on industrial production. The water pollution agricultural, it linked to the excessive and incorrect use of fertilizers and pesticides. The main source of marine pollution is that from hydrocarbons, in particular from oil tankers, which sometimes pour large quantities of oil into the waters.
Our next friend is Rebecca from Italy. She will tell us about water pollution in Italy.
In Italy, about 60 of the waters of rivers and lakes are polluted. Water in Italy is polluted both by natural causes and by causes related to human activities, such as volcanic eruption, earthquakes, pesticides, etc.
And now, Theo from France will tell us about water pollution in France.
Hello everyone, we are going to talk about the marine pollution, so let's go. The marine pollution results from all products raised in the seas and oceans as a result of human activity. This pollution arrives in the marine environment, swamps, rivers, wines, and air. Here are the main pollutants. So in first, of course, the plastic waste. Estimate indicates that since the early of 19th century, more than 8 billion tons of plastic have been produced. The most common waste forms in the natural environment are cigarette butts, whose filters contain plastic fibers, plastic bottles, bottle caps, plastic bottles, and straws. Rivers transport this plastic material to the seabed. Marine litter and plastic pollution are therefore 100% human-made. Waste threatens aquatic ecosystems. They can injure or hinder the mobility of many marine species, transport invasive species, or even cause suffocations of the seabed. This pollution of seas and oceans has a profound impact on all the aquatic life. The ingestion. Aquatic waste is confused with the usual prey of marine flora. This is the case, for example, of certain turtles, which liken plastic bags to jellyfish and suffocate while swallowing them.
Marine fauna, entanglements and injuries. Marine fauna, birds, fish, etc. become entangled in different types of waste, causing multiple injuries and drownings. This can prevent the animal from feeding, breathing, and thus causing death. Transport of invasive species. The floating waste that drifts with the currents promotes the transport of invasive species. It is usually molluscs or algae that attach themselves to this waste and then end up thousands of kilometers from its place of origin. This phenomenon disrupts local ecosystems. Asphyxiation of the seabed. The accumulation of waste forms a mat that suffocates the seabed, causing the disappearance of aquatic life. Forecast for 2050, say there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean, and that is very, very daunting. So then In addition to plastic waste, we also find oil. Oil spill at sea is a major pollution of global concern. Accidents occur during the extraction and transportation of hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons are estimated to be 6 million tons per year, introduced into the ocean by human activity, which is fundamental cause of ocean pollution, domestic wastewater. In the case of domestic discharge, which are of the order of 150 liters per day per inhabitant, the pollution is of a mineral and bacterial joy nature. The impact on activities, fishing in the fishing navigation, the largest waste is often found trapped in fishing nets. Waste are to be removed from the nets and sorted by hand at additional cost. This waste can also wind up in the propels of birds, tourists, of boats.
So, there are a lot of impacts on activities like fishing navigation. The largest waste is often found trapped in fishing nets, which has to be removed from the nets and sorted by hand at additional cost. This waste can also wind up in the propel of boats. There are also impacts on the tourism. The waste that has not sunk or that has been taken offshore drift and washed up on our beaches. In addition to constituting a major ecological challenge, they are an eyesore. The consequences can be a decrease in the number of tourism, a drop in attendance, a negative image on the municipality, etc. Health impacts. The waste that litter the beaches, such a piece of glass, metal or syringes, is a danger to humans. They are sharp and can carry disease. Marine litter also has indirect impacts on humans. Plastic microplastics ingested by marine species can end up in our stomach.
Finally, Arda from Turkey will talk to us about water pollution in Turkey.
Thank you, Cemre. As Cemre mentioned, I'm going to talk about water pollution in Turkey. Let me start. So, like other countries, water pollution is a very important problem in Turkey too. Turkey might seem water rich, but that's wrong. Turkey is neither water rich nor a water poor. There's 25 freshwater bodies, and most of them are being polluted. Also, because of the uncontrolled growing of the population, Turkey is going to face a lot of problems about reaching clean and fresh water. I want to talk with the data. So, according to Turkey's Statistical Institute's 2016 freshwater report, only 57.4% of the freshwater is purified, and according to Turkey Environment and Urban Ministry, Turkey's biggest natural crisis is water pollution. Another data is 54% of the ground sources and 21% of the underground sources are polluted. According to Turkish Medical Association, Turkey is going to be a water poor country by the 2030. So, let's talk about why this crisis is getting bigger and bigger. According to Turkey Environment and Urban Ministry, biggest problem is insufficient budget. I'm not going to lie, Turkey has problems with its economy. Because of the insufficient budget, Turkey cannot make wastewater treatment plants in 45 cities industrial areas. Well, when we think there is 81 cities in Turkey, 45 is a big number. Because of the lack of wastewater treatment plants, 80% of the wastewater goes directly back to nature unpurified. Also, according to ministry, in 19 cities, lack of knowledge of the people is the biggest problem. Thank you for listening to me. I try to give you informations about water pollution in Turkey by using data.
On our podcast, we talked about water pollution in our countries. We hope that we can provide you with useful information. Thank you for listening to us.